for the bearing. In olden days, they would have said for the bearing.
If the people are dressed in black, you say that they are
in mourning.
Never heard the term taken on?
I have heard the word taken on.
If somebody meets you on the street and says, "Well, how are you today?" If you're feeling just about average, you'd say,
I'd say I'm okay or I'm fine, but there are a lot of old sayings that people used to say.
Such as?
Like, I'm fair to middling. I've heard that so many times as a child, you wouldn't believe it. They'd say, if they were about average, they'd say, I'm fair to middling. Or if they didn't feel good, they'd say, I'm under the weather.
Would you ever say something like, I'm pretty well?
Yeah, I've heard that. I'm pretty well.
Okay. If someone's troubled, you might say,
pass.
You might say, it will come out all right.
Yeah.
And,
in the end.
Brood
over it or worry over it.
Okay. The disease of the joints is called?
Arthritis, rheumatism.
Okay. A disease, a very severe sore throat with blisters on the inside of the throat. What'd you call that?
Throat.
Okay, around World War I and thereafter, they used to give people the ship test to see if they needed shots for
smallpox.
It begins with a D.
Diphtheria.
Okay. Disease that makes you yellow.
Jaundice, it has to do with the liver.
You ever heard yellow jaundice or yellow jaundice?
Yeah. Of course, that really the condition. If you have a liver disease of any nature and it turns you yellow, then you say you're jaundice. Babies are born jaundice.
Okay. When you have your appendix taken out, you say you've had an attack of
appendicitis.
Alrighty. You ever heard cramp colic or inflammation of the bowels?
Oh yeah. That's what they would have said before they really knew.
If he should eat something that didn't agree with him, if it wouldn't stay down, you'd say he had to
throw up, or we would say vomit.
Right. If somebody's pretty bad this way, you might say he was leaning over the fence and
vomiting, throwing up.
Okay. If a person vomited, he was sick.
To his stomach.
Okay.
At his stomach, either one.
She hardly got the news when she came right over
to tell it.
Okay. If you invite somebody to come and see you this evening, and you want to tell them you'll be disappointed if he doesn't come, you say, "Now, if you don't come, I
would be really disappointed." Or you could say, I've heard people say, I'd really be let down.
Okay. If you both are going to be glad to see me, you say, we, blank, be glad to see you.
We're so glad to see you. Or John and I are glad to see you.
Okay. Would you ever use proud?
Yeah.
Be proud to see you?
Yeah.
We'll be proud to see you?
Yeah.
They say spark.
If you say this to a child who's misbehaving, if you do that again, I'll blank you.
Spank you.
Okay. If a boy is beginning to pay serious attention to a girl, he is...